King. That's my kingdom over... Tepic hesitated, not knowing in which direction to point his finger. Somewhere. I'm king of it.
You don't look like the king, said Petrucci.
Why not?
He had a golden mask on.
That was me.
So you ordered me thrown to the crocodiles?
Yes, I mean, no. Tepic hesitated. I mean, the king did. I didn't, in a way. Anyway, I was the one who rescued you, he added gallantly.
There you are, then. Anyway, if you were the king, you'd be a god, too. You aren't acting very godlike at the moment.
Yes, well, Tepic hesitated again. Petrachi's literal-mindedness meant that innocent sentences had to be carefully examined before being sent out into the world.
I'm basically good at making the sun rise, he said. I don't know how, though.
And rivers. You want any rivers flooding? I'm your man. God, I mean. He lapsed into silence as a thought struck him.
I wonder what's happening in there without me, he said.
Petrachi stood up and set off down to the gorge. Where are you going? She turned.
Well, Mr. King, or God, or assassin, or whatever, can you make water?
What, here?
I mean to drink. There may be a river hidden in that crack, or there may not. But we can't get at it, can we? So we have to go somewhere where we can. It's so simple, I should think even kings could understand it.
He hurried after her, down the scree, to where You Bastard was lying with his head and neck flat on the ground, flicking his ears in the heat, and idly applying You Vicious Brute's theory of transient integrals to a succession of promising sisoid numbers. Petrachi kicked him, irritably.
"Do you know where there is water, then?" said Tepic.
E-27, 11 miles. Petrachi glared at him from coal-ringed eyes.
"You mean you don't know?" You were going to take me into the desert and you don't know where the water is?
Well, I rather expected I was going to be able to take some with me.
You didn't even think about it.
Listen, you can't talk to me like that. I'm a king. Tepic stopped. You're absolutely right, he said. I never thought about it. Where I come from, it rains nearly every day. I'm sorry. Petrachi's brows furrowed.
Who rains?
Nearly every day, she said.
No, I mean rain. You know, very thin water coming out of the sky.
What a silly idea. Where do you come from? Tepic looked miserable.
Where I come from is Ankh Morpork. Where I started from is here.
He stared down the track. From here, if you knew what you were looking for, you could just see a faint crack running across the rocks. It climbed the cliffs on either side, a new vertical fault in the thickness of a line that just happened to contain a complete river kingdom and 7,000 years of history. He'd hated every minute of his time there, and now it had shut him out. And now, because he couldn't, he wanted to go back. He wandered down to it and put his hand over one eye. If you jerked your head just right... It flashed past his vision briefly and was gone. He tried a few times more and couldn't see it again. If I hacked the rocks away... No, he thought, that's silly. It's a line, you can't get into a line. A line has no thickness. Well-known fact of geometry. He heard Petrachi coming up behind him, and the next moment her hands were on his neck. For a second he wondered how she knew the Cathartic death grip. And then her fingers were gently massaging his muscles, stresses melting under their expert caress, like fat under a hot knife. He shivered as the tension relaxed.
"Oh, that's nice," he said.
"We're trained for it. Your tendons are knotted up like ping-pong balls on a string," said Petrachi.
Tepic gratefully subsided onto one of the boulders that littered the base of the cliff and let the rhythm of her fingers unwind the problems of the night.
"I don't know what to do," he murmured. "Oh, that feels good."
"It's not all peeling grapes being a handmaiden," said Petrachi. "The first lesson we learn is, when the master has had a long, hard day, it is not the best time to suggest the Congress of the Fox and the Persimmon. Who says you have to do anything?
I feel responsible."
Tepic shifted position like a cat.
"If you know where there is a dulcimer, I could play you something soothing," said Petrachi. "I've got as far as Goblin's Picnic in Book One."
"I mean, a king shouldn't let his kingdom just vanish like that."
All the other girls can do chords and everything, said Petracci wistfully, massaging his shoulders. But the